Mockery Rocks
is a podcast. A couple of podcasts ago, we talked about the longest living man who happened to be living here in Japan. His name was Chitetsu Watanabe. He was 112 years old. He passed just a few days after receiving the Guinness Award. I'm so sad.
Said Rocky's dad. Let's see here. What's next?
Do you know that the year 2020
is a leap year? What a leap year does for you is it gives you a leap day.
The leap day is the 29th of February. A leap year, also known as an intercalary year or a bissextal year,
is a calendar year that contains an additional day mostly added to keep the calendar year synchronized. A calendar year that contains
an additional day
mostly to keep the calendar synchronized with the astronomical year or seasonal year, because astronomical events and seasons do not repeat in a whole number of days. Did you follow that? I hope so. My problem is that I know a couple of guys. No, I don't know them. They're too famous for me to know. Those couple of guys were born on the 29th of February, so I wonder if they, during their lifetime, celebrated a birthday every year or only on the leap years of their life. One of those guys is an actor who is no longer among the living. He was born February 29th, 1944, in Chicago, Illinois. He passed away July 22nd, 2013, in Scottsdale, Arizona. He is Dennis Farina, one of Hollywood's busiest actors and a familiar face to moviegoers and television viewers. I didn't know that he was so very busy because I just focused on him for one particular role. Before becoming an actor, he was a policeman, a real one. And then he became an actor, and he played sometimes policemen, and sometimes the bad guys, the heavies, the mobsters, as in Get Shorty. Farina's father, Joseph, was a physician and was an immigrant from Sicily. Okay, the movie that I knew the guy from was Get Shorty, and he was a gangster in Miami, and the tricky part of the part was letting John Travolta pop him in the face.
He took that punch nicely. The other guy, born in a leap year on a leap day, was Rossini. Rossini was a composer, classically trained, of course, and he wrote the opera, The Barber of Seville. He wrote 20 operas, but I am only familiar with the one about the barber, and Dennis Farina refused to play The Barber of Seville. If I'm lying, You should be able to know who took the part. Seriously, my podcast listeners, my Mockery Rocks listeners, seriously, it is all about the coronavirus. I mean, there almost is no news except for the news connected to the virus. The most important aspect of that story is, are you prepared? My wife gave me a mask to wear over my nose and mouth because we're in Japan, and Japanese people like to wear those kinds of masks. And this is a real reason to do so. But another thing you can do to avoid contamination is don't go to places where large crowds might gather. The Korean music group BTS is playing before empty houses. I don't know how long they will do that. The Japanese baseball team, the Yomiuri Giants, is playing before nobody. Just the television audience. Just for a couple of preseason games. But those are precautions that can be taken. Short of canceling the Olympics, which could be a precaution that should be taken, but the organizing committee wants everybody to know that it has not come to that as yet. Is anybody in your country taking precautions? Yes, I am. Rocky's dead. Otherwise known as Patrick Boggs, which sometimes comes out as Pato in Japan, where we live. Getting into the sports world and news thereof, because we're telling you don't go where there are big crowds, like a sports event. Tyson Fury outclassed Deontay Wilder, becoming a world champion again. This is written for the BBC by Luke Reddy. Since Fury's return to boxing from a litany of personal issues, each adventure, decision, and fight he touches turns to gold. He risked a great deal when first challenging Wilder in 2018, and in that match spent some time on the canvas. A big financial deal with U.S. broadcaster ESPN followed. ESPN's a broadcaster. His autobiography came out to much fanfare. He did a UK speaking tour, sang a pop song with Robbie Williams, and signed for a two-part television documentary on his life. Saying yes to recovery has served him well. Now he must say yes to facing Anthony Joseph and demonstrate beyond any doubt that he is the best heavyweight of his era. Of course, he says he already is the heavyweight of this era. And clearly he would take that bout. Fury has now dethroned Wladimir Klitschko and Wilder, who had reigned for a combined 14 years. With such landmark victories, you sense, he simply does not care who he happens to be sharing a ring with. So the boxing is one story. And then the other sports-related story is Zamboni driver wins first NHL. Dave Ayers, 42 years of age, saved 8 goals for the Carolina Hurricanes after both the team's goalies were injured. The Carolina players just told the Zamboni driver to just have fun and not stress out about the goals, Ayers said. The kind of reception he got from the team and crowds is what he will remember about that night, Ayers recounted to reporters. These guys, how great they were to me. How much fun did I have? The crowd in Toronto is unreal, even though I was on the other team. Departing from the world of sports, did anybody hear about the President of the United States being in India? Why did he want to go there? We wonder. 13 people have been killed in Delhi in the deadliest violence the Indian capital has seen in decades. The clashes broke out between protesters in favor and protesters against a new Indian citizenship law. The violence took on religious overtones with Hindi and Muslim groups fighting each other. The clashes came during U.S. President Donald Trump's first official visit to the country, but they deny. I mean, the Secret Service denies instigating the violence. Of course. It sort of goes without saying, but I thought I'd say it anyway. We are mockery rocks. We want to move our most loyal listeners to the Patreon page. Patreon. .com/ROCKYSDAD. Go there and you'll find all the things you find from the subscription to Mockery Rocks. And it will ask you to pay, but you don't have to pay. But we want you to pay. Just a little, not much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for patronizing the Rocks of Mockery.